And I thought we had a good practice today as we begin our preparation for the Jets. It's going to be December 1st when kickoff comes, and we're going to have to start playing our best football of the year in December. We like his potential. He worked hard every single day he was here, when he was here for OTAs and the preseason and training camp, and we think he's a guy that has a bright future.
So if Mike Pouncey plays this week, do you want to minimize the shuffling of, I guess not the staff, but Nate Garner move to left guard, or how would you handle that?
Well, we'll see. We got to see how practice unfolds, as we do every week. We make those determinations at the end of the practice week, and we'll see how the guys practice during the course of the week. But, our guys have proven up front to be able to make adjustments, and you have to be ready to make adjustments, in the middle of games. And but we'll get our best five guys out there on Sunday. Anybody that we line up and dress in a uniform is going to be ready to play, and we're confident in their ability to do so. We'll see how the roster shapes up. The 46 guys that we dress, whoever we dress for the games on Sunday, they have to be ready to play and perform. Every week, we're allowed 46 players to dress for a game, and so we decide as a staff, how many DBs are we taking, how many linemen, how many tight ends, how many D linemen, and it's sometimes it's not necessarily a function of what the player does. It's what we always do, what we feel gives us the best chance to win. He's a very competitive guy. He's done a good job in his assignment-wise, protection-wise. He's done a very good job in that area, and he's got good skill. I think he's done a good job. He's the big thing for the center is he and the quarterback are kind of the signal callers, obviously the quarterback for the offense, but the center does a lot of communication for the whole entire offensive line, and Nate's done a very, very solid job in that.
Speaking of Nate, you guys have made some finds among the depth: Nolan Carroll, Nate Garner, Rashard Matthews, Charles Clay. Can you talk about what you found in those guys specifically and what you found about your depth overall this year?
Well, these guys are, they're all hardworking guys. Charles Clay's contributed before. Nate contributed last year. They're guys that come into the building every single day with the goal of getting better and improving and contributing to the football team. And they're talented guys. And they've been a big, big boost to the ball club.
Would you say Nolan Carroll is the least surprising? He probably has the most starting experience of that group in particular. But, would you say he's the...
Nolan, as he played a lot of football last year and did a good job, and he's contributed a lot this year. So I think all those guys we're lucky to have all those guys.
You've often said that Ryan Tannehill is a work in progress. Can you recall a time where he just carried the team like some?
Football is still a team game as far as I'm concerned, and I've never been around anybody that one person can carry a football team. It takes 11 guys on offense, 11 guys on defense, 11 guys on special teams. I think he's had some very, very good games here. I anticipate that he will continue to do so. I've been coaching for 30 years. I've never seen one player win a game on his own. Not necessarily. I'm not going to comment on those specifically. I'm just going to tell you, in 30 years of coaching, football's a team game. And it takes a lot. It takes 11 guys to execute in any phase.
I know you said earlier that Richie Cognito's status will be determined by the investigation that takes place. Mm-hmm. But his suspension, according to NFL rules, will end after next week's game. What if the investigation isn't concluded by then?
When the investigation's over, we'll have answers to everything. And right now, I won't be commenting on that.
Coach, Nate Garner's ability to play every position on the offensive line, how unusual is that?
Well, you hope your sixth or seventh guy that dresses, you know, has some position flexibility, but it's not common that they can do all three positions like he can at the, you know, blink of an eye. And, yeah, we're real fortunate to have him. And as I said, he's started games at every position since in the short time I've been here, and he's contributed and played well. Yeah. Well, you know, those are all game plan decisions based on how we utilize different players in the offense, how many times we run the ball in general. So we'll, you know, we'll have a specific plan for everybody, and we'll see how that unfolds.
In terms of the Jets and how aggressive they are from the defensive standpoint, can you talk about, have you played anybody as aggressive defensively? I guess maybe the Saints?
Yeah, I think the Saints They pressure, but they still play a lot of, you know, their base defenses. They're very multiple. The thing that they do a very nice job of is they can have the same guys in the game and play a lot of different styles of defense. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, obviously coaches are studying who's coming in the game, and sometimes there's very good indicators when certain players enter the game, they play certain styles of offense or defense. And, you know, one of the things I think the Jets do a very nice job of is they keep, you know, 11 guys in the game, and sometimes they play Oki, and then they're a four-man line, and sometimes they're dropping guys and blitzing guys. So that, you know, you have to make sure you know who's in the game, and then you have to do a great job of recognition and communication against these guys.
What's the most impressive part of that defense? Is it speed, physicality, instinct?
Well, you know, they're playing very well against the run. I mean, exceptionally well against the run. And, you know, they're very good third down defense also. Those are two things that really stick out.
Mike Sherman said yesterday that practicing deep balls, Ryan, it's unrealistic to expect a guy to run 20, 25 routes, you know, deep balls in practice. The guys just don't have the legs for that. Do you think they will improve their gelling, if you will, or off-season of the work that they can in the limited time they have to practice or anything later this season?
Well, I think we've been working on it since May, since we got on the field, and we're going to continue to work on it. But certainly, you know, we do it selected times against selected specific plays that we have, against specific defenses that we anticipate. So we continue to work on it on a daily basis.
Take a couple more guys.
No, can you make any comparisons between the Ravens with struggling and maybe the way
Well, he's, you know, on tape, I think he's like a lot of rookie quarterbacks. I mean, there's some things he's doing extremely well. He can make all the throws. He's very elusive in the pocket. He's got the ability to move, make people miss, extend plays. So I think he's doing a good job. And, you know, he's not unlike a lot of rookies that are they're learning the game. It's a little bit faster game, but I think he's done a good job.